We're going to start today by having a look back at last week's games in the Canada Life Premier League. First of all, John, we had Ayr versus Corinthians and you went for Ayr.
I thought this would be a close game and it was 3-3. Ayr, after losing the last five, picked up a valuable point. While Corinthians, Danny Gerrard got two. If he's anything like his old fella, he'd become a good player. His dad played with me back in the 80s, Wayne, and he was a fantastic player. So 3-3, a fair result and all.
I won't tell you what I was doing in the 80s, John. Next up, we've got Laxey versus Old Boys. You went for the draw and we had Old Boys actually did them 2-1.
Yeah, I sat on the fence there, but Gary Quirk for Old Boys and Callum Stewart got one over on his brother with the winner. Ashley Webster for Laxey and Falky thought they were unlucky to lose 2-1, but well done Old Boys.
Next up, we got Michael versus Russian. Michael at home, you went for Russian and he did it 2-1. What happened there?
Close game. Adam Krajine there and Jordan Watson with the goals for Russian. Russian could have won this more comfortably, but 2-1, Russian will be happy with that.
You predicted this one last week. Peel versus Douglas Royal. They did them 8-0.
Can't believe this score. Peel 8, Douglas Royal 0, and the combination team got beat 16-0. Yet the women's team won 23-0. Maybe they should put some women in the first team. I don't know. Peel, after getting beat off St George's, bounced straight back. 8-0, convincing win.
Very good win there. You went for Ramsey to do Jims and he did 2-1. Your old club not having the best of times.
No. They're virtually down now. They're struggling to get a team for the combination. That's why I asked you to sign on last week, but you didn't. I think you'll be the star player down there. They're just struggling for players, really. But a good win for Ramsey.
Next up was my game of the week. It was St George's versus St Mary's. You went for St George's and they got the win. That's now put them 4 points clear at the top of the league, although they have played a game more. Certainly no one can catch them now.
No, the main rivals were Peel and they beat Peel last week. St George's 3, St Mary's 2. Bit of argy-bargy halfway through this game. Young Johnny Holland got involved with Max Stay. Johnny Holland's dad didn't throw the ball back, so they all handbags at 50 paces. And Kevin Giles decided to boot both of them, which was fair. He could have easily sent them both off, but he used his common sense and just booted them.